This is at 2501 Bobby Foster, and the proposal is for a Circle K convenience store. And who's here representing the application?
Hi, yes, my name is Sarah Schmidt with the Dimension Group on behalf of Circle K Stores.
Okay, thank you. While I'm waiting for people to gather a little bit more, I'm just curious what involvement you may have already had with Mesa del Sol entity in terms of just kind of discussing development in that area.
That would be a better question for Olivia Eagleson. She's the real estate DM here. Olivia, I'm not sure if you're on or not.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Hi, Jolene.
Hi.
So we are in very preliminary talks with them, but we are still looking into the area, determining who's going to do what out here, and trying to get a good idea on the growth coming to the area as well.
Okay. In terms of who's going to do what in terms of some of the infrastructure?
Correct. So
Okay.
it's a bigger piece than we need. So I believe that they'll be, again, still very preliminary, but we're in talks about obviously deliverance of utilities and potential replat as well.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. That's kind of what I needed to hear about. Okay. So this is fairly preliminary. Let's go ahead. Is there anything else you want to add, Sarah?
Nope, I'm good on my end.
Okay. Water Authority, please.
Hi there, I'm pulling up my comments real quick. So this one, I'll need a request for an availability statement. Infrastructure improvements are likely required. And then I need you to provide a site utility plan as well of what you're proposing. Any required fire hydrants, answer service connections, and then for that statement request, please include your fire protection requirements, your fire one plan, and domestic demands. And that should be a good start at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And I think there's a page, Jacob, in there that has the layout of their project. Yeah, that's the one. Thank you. Let's go to code enforcement.
Code enforcement here, Conchetta Trujillo. Code enforcement has no comments or objections at this time.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec?
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And my only comments were regarding the future need for street trees. And so when a landscape plan is done, you'll need to include how the requirements in the IDO 14.16.5.6D for street tree frontage is being met. I think that's it. And then maybe, Jolene, this is for you, but we haven't received a count on occupation for Mesa del Sol in a while. And so we're not sure where we're at on the parks agreement. And I know there's proposed trail on the other side of Bobby Foster for this. So I don't think that, you know, we'll discuss that with this one, but we just want to make sure that those things are moving along as the as the applicant said, there's a lot of different agreements and infrastructure things in this area. So just want to make sure we don't end up with, you know, missing pieces of trail or just odd things that get lost in the mix.
Right. Good. And I think, Whitney, if you know Ron Brown out of Mesa del Sol.
I don't think I've met him. But maybe
he's been around a really long time.
Okay.
Yeah. So he would probably be the best person to reach out about the parks agreement, which I don't think would have, I don't know how it works with, it's mostly for residential, level residential, right? So, okay.
Yeah.
So we don't want to worry Sarah and Olivia too much about that.
Right.
Okay. But But yeah, pieces of trail and all that kind of stuff we will be looking at as they could affect this site, but it sounds like maybe not. Okay. Let's go to hydrology.
Hydrology. Hydrology needs to approve the conceptual grading drainage plan. Please note the conceptual grading drainage plan must adhere to the Method of Soil Innovation Park Master Drainage Plan for this tract. In the comment, there's a letter D missing. Adhere become a hair, a here. So sorry for that. It's adhere. Yeah, if you have any question, please reach out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Army Hill, Transportation. University and Bobby Foster are principal arterials and require 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Bobby Foster requires curb and gutter to be constructed. Please provide a diagram that dimensions sidewalk, curb and gutter, landscape buffers, and right of way. Please show right of way width to ensure it meets the minimum dimensions per the DPM. All work done in the right of way needs to be placed on an infrastructure list and done through work order. An approved TCL will be required prior to site plan. Also, submit a traffic scoping form to Curtis Cherney to determine if a TIS will be required.
Okay, great, thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and just make a comment here before we do planning comments with Robert. So for Olivia and Sarah, in Mesa del Sol, it's kind of a different set of criteria because they have a master plan. So the master plan prevails, but if there's something in the master plan that is not identified, then we go per the IDO. And what's tricky about this is the master plan was done about 20 years ago, and a lot of the language is fairly unspecific. It's kind of written a little more aspirational, and some of it is fairly specific, but it then the IDO is quite black and white. So we have to sometimes just methodically go through what the master plan documents are saying. This would be the level B master plan for Mesa del Sol, which I think we've referenced in your comments, and then say, okay, how much is this covering of an issue? And what is left? Is there any other additional information from the IDO that is helpful? So just kind of that's the background for development in Mesa del Sol. So now I'm going to turn it over to Robert, and then I'll probably make some comments after he's done.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Robert Webb in planning. Our comments had some of the things that Jolene mentioned. So that all the future development is going to be subject to the Mesa del Sol plan. It will in most cases, it may reference the zoning code, but it's the previous zoning code, not the one right now. So it'll have specific standards. Some are very specific with like design criteria, for example, for facades or the way the building looks. And then others is a little more vague and just mentions things. So you'll be bouncing a little bit back and forth between the Mesa del Sol plan and the IDO. And then like Ernest in transportation, as the transportation engineer, what he was mentioning with sidewalks is out of the DPM. And there are also some streetscape requirements in the Mesa del Sol plan. So we can help you as you're going through that and kind of preparing your formal submittal. Just let us know what you have questions on, and we're happy to help.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. And as a next step, since the site is over 5 acres, it looks like that you would end up going through site plan administrative or, with our team, the DFT, and we can help with that. And then if you did do a replat and the site was less than 5 acres, another trigger could be if major infrastructure is required. So just so you know that. And that's generally determined by our engineering team as far as exactly what's going to be major infrastructure. In the comments, we included some of the specific pages from the Mesa del Sol plan, but there's a lot of information in that, and also included the link. There's also the Mesa del Sol Architectural Review Committee. So we included the contact for that. So you'll need the approval from the art committee for the design. So as you go through it, you can discuss with them ahead of time, and they have a lot of information. So that'll help in some ways, because what you'll need to look at is a lot of times it can't be just a regular design. Sometimes you may have to alter the facades or alter colors or different things so it matches that plan, just to make you aware. And there's some sections that we wanted to make sure that you were aware of there. It's also in a mapped area that's per the IDO, that's referrals to commenting agencies. And that's basically just if they have any comment or if there's any specific things that you would need to do from the Sunport and also from Kirtland Air Force Base. So the contacts are in there. They may or may not have comment, but it's just part of the process moving forward for site plan. Your site plan, of course, will need to have approvals from solid waste, fire marshal or fire and rescue, and as hydrology and transportation mentioned as well. They talked about the Ernest talked about the sidewalks and have some comments in there. And then the Mesa del Sol framework plan has an A and a B, and so that's where some of the streetscape information will be. And Jolene has is probably a lot more familiar with that than I am. Did you have any additional information on that, Jolene, or?
Okay. I was just emailing with someone this morning, and it looks like probably the streetscape sections are in the level A plan. I've got them open here on my desk and appendix. I think it's appendix F, but I think one of the points that you made with regard to streetscape is how much Mesa del Sol as an entity will build the streetscape and street section along these frontages. I don't know what's built on the university already. Ernest made it sound like something was built there, and it seemed like Bobby Foster needed curb and gutter and all that. So this is a little bit of an atypical area because normally we just make the developer do whatever is their frontage, but sometimes Mesa del Sol is building the frontage and working that out with the development that's coming in. So I think you need to be in discussions with them about that, and you may already be. Because they have a very specific design for this that might be a little bit different than what Ernest gave in his comments. So, because I'm just looking at one of these, I think this might be the area of university where there's a couplet. So it has like potentially this wider walkway area and a parking lane and a bike lane and something else. So anyhow, right now, we can't tell you exactly, but there are various people within Mesa del Sol and various planning firms and engineering firms that work more particularly with Mesa del Sol, some that actually created these design guidelines. And that might be something you'd want to look into as you proceed forward is how to potentially take advantage of their knowledge in helping you present your project. Were you done, Robert?
No, not as of yet.
Okay.
And any of the infrastructure will need to go on an infrastructure list. And then once that's approved, it'll move forward to an infrastructure improvements agreement. So you'll need that with the financial guarantee. And that will be required before final sign off of the site plan.
And let me just mention
Yeah.
right here that that's why you would. There's two ways a site plan administrative gets processed. One is through this group, the DFT, that you're working with now. The other one is if something's smaller, it can be potentially submitted with the building permit. And like Conchetta is the person that reviews those. But because this needs the infrastructure, it's going to need to be with this group in the DFT. So you'll do the
Understood.
site plan admin, but it will be with the DFT.
And then the formal submittal for all the documents and drawings, you want to include as much detail as possible. So, drawings, site plan notes, comment responses, kind of walking through how the project is meeting whether it's the Mesa del Sol requirements or the IDEO requirements. For example, you'll want to call out the use. The IDEO has specifics for light vehicle fueling station and heavy vehicle fueling station. So there's two different things there. I've included the definitions for those and the use specific standards for both of those as well. A detailed landscaping plan will need to be in there. We've cited a lot of different sections for landscaping screening, including the screening for the when the cars are at the canopy kind of fueling up, so it screens the headlights onto University there. But there's several different landscaping sections. So as you're going through that, just let us know. The site plan and landscaping plan should also include detail for the pedestrian connections. And also facade design, but you don't have a huge building there, so that's going to be, a little more straightforward. But we've included the sections to look into there. And let me get to the bottom. And on the bottom section, there's quite a few specifics for the actual development. So as you're going through that, it cites specific sections of the IDO that you'll want to pay close attention to, but as you're going through it and preparing, just let us know what questions you have. And if you need contact information for any of our team, just let us know.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna add a few more comments here. One thing that, and I'm just gonna kind of share this actually, seeing as leaving. See, it's not on my active screens. Just one second. Okay, so this is from your comment memo, and so we've copied and pasted in here. This property is in the employment center, and so these are various zoning kind of related items that affect a property in the employment center. The good thing is your use matches what's allowed in that employment center, so you're good there. And it's a matter of being able to meet all these other criteria. The one that jumped out at us that we've highlighted in yellow is that generic trade dress, generic franchise architecture is not permitted. Each franchise building shall be required to respond to its context through massing, color, and material. So, for your particular project, I think that's going to be a very, really important consideration for you and what you're willing to do to modify the design. Now, this doesn't give us real specifics, and that's why working with the architectural committee of Mesa del Sol will be really helpful, and then staff will probably have some input on that as well. There is a lot in Mesa del Sol plan about water harvesting. That's kind of a big thrust in the plan, and so you'll want to look at how you're dealing with stormwater to water plant material on the site. And then based on that, and then we have a standard specification for drainage ponds. I noticed there was one on your property potentially. So I don't know if we got that in our memo, but Robert, if you can put that in the chat, just or send to, whoever we sent comments to, just the reference for the standard specification on drainage ponds. And you can do standard or you can do more than, better than the standard. And then also just kind of looking with the landscape architect at how to do the water harvesting throughout the site that Mesa del Sol recommends. Okay, so I think once again, I think it would be really important for you to link up with someone who kind of has some experience with these Mesa del Sol projects and the planning efforts just to make it a little easier for you, but we will also just work with you as much as you need help. So.
Understood. I appreciate all the details for sure. Very helpful.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to check. It seems like there was, I think there's one section in the landscaping area for Mesa del Sol, but if you just look at all the sections that relate to employment center, you'll fall into those sections. And I think we may not have pulled that page into your comments, but there's a landscaping page as well. Did you give them the link to the Mesa del Sol plan in their comment memo, Robert?
Yes. Yes. At
Okay.
the very, very top, there's a link
Very
for
top.
the IDO, the DPM, and the Mesa del Sol plan.
Okay.
And it's the Mesa del Sol page, so you'll have access to both.
Right. So, yeah, kind of go to the table of comments, look for employment center, follow the things there. And then also, there is one kind of summary table that kind of tries to summarize most of the requirements by employment center, et cetera, that can help guide you through that. So, hopefully, there are a lot of things there to encourage you, and we'll see what you decide to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
We will
you.
head now.